pick up the pieces. Good evening, bonsoir. You're listening to Skeena Skunk, a show for Skeena Skunkers and skunks sourced from all backwoods, bushes, and bergs, searching, seeking select frequencies for sweet ska sounds with the peripheral padding of punk, pandering to people who prefer a more powerful piece. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, and we're on unceded Kazia territory of the Gidimden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Now today we have a special treat for you. I have a guest here, Teresa Moore, and she's going to talk to us about why the last song, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg by Ramones, is one of the ones that was on the list she wanted to play today. So take it away, Teresa.
Hello. How exciting to be on the radio. Well, first of all, Ramones is maybe number two on my list of bands that I would cover all their songs if I was in a cover band that just covered one band. I just love the Ramones. I love their cheeky, crunchy sounds. And this particular song makes me feel more better about my political views when I think about humanity right now and the state of things. I just like to sing this song and or listen to it, and I feel better about myself. I don't feel like I'm as weird.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good reason to love a band and a song to me. The next song we have in the lineup is just a generally good Canadian punk band called the Subhumans, and the song is War in the Head. Enjoy. That was True Love by Pointed Sticks. And the previous song was one that Teresa had chosen. It's called The Hardest Button to Button by the White Stripes. And the first song in the set was War in the Head by the Subhumans. So, Teresa, what made you choose The Hardest Button to Button of the White Stripes?
I love the White Stripes. We played this song with my band Tree Bomb, and Tree Bomb, we're not like actively gigging right now, but we did for a long time, and the White Stripes is the band that people compared us to the most. And really, if I was to choose a band to cover all their songs, I would cover them because they just have such a wide variety of sounds and such creative vibe and really cool rockin' guitar riffs and all the good stuff.
So you would cover all their songs as well as Ramon's songs, or you would just pick one of those? Because you did say you'd cover all the Ramon's songs ones if you could.
Yes. Yes, I would cover, I would choose, like, if I was in a cover band that only played one band's songs, they'd be number one on my list and Ramon's would be number two.
Would that be the Slight Stripes?
The Slight Stripes. Maybe.
All right, well, what about the next one here? We're a Happy Family, another Ramon song. Oh, what do you have to say about that?
Oh, yeah, I love that. That's one of my favorite songs right now. I've been just singing it all the time, and it's so funny, and it's such a, like, exaggerated version of real life. I don't know, it's kind of like Shameless. It's just really bad and really good at the same time.
There you have it. We're a Happy Family. Ramones, up next. Here you go.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was Veronica Lake by New Bomb Turks. And previous song to that was Fist to Face by Teenage Head. And the first song in the set was We're a Happy Family by the Ramones. Now, Veronica Lake is one of Teresa's picks again. Teresa, can you tell us why you picked Veronica Lake to share?
Yes, I picked them because this is not how my music sounds most of the time right now, but I really love the angst and the bounciness of it and speed and all that. And Tree Bomb used to cover Veronica Lake, and I just thought I have to put them in there because we played this song a lot.
Well, hopefully you play that song again sometime. I'd love to hear the Tree Bombs perform. I don't think I was here yet when they were doing their gigging.
Oh, yes, we should do a revival show, I think.
Definitely, definitely. All right, now the next song here, another one of Teresa's picks. I Want to Be Sedated by Ramones. I don't really think I have to ask you why you included this, because I love this song, but tell us, Teresa, why do you want to be sedated?
Oh, man, that's too long of a story. But I just like, yeah, this is like one of the coolest songs ever written, I think.
No argument here, and I'm sure you wouldn't argue either. Here it comes, I Want to Be Sedated by Ramones.
My fingers, I can't control my brain. time I think of her, I close my eyes. She was a velvet doll, she was a punk rocker. When I walked off stage, I fell in love with her. And I stared at her from across the bar. I wanted near to me, so close and dear to me. And later that night, she asked me home. So I took her home, where we were all alone. Baby, I think of her when she's not around. I think of her when she's in the underground. I think of her when she's not in town. I think of her. I think of her. I held her tight as she clutched my hand. Can't you understand? I gotta be her man. She became special to me just in a night. You see the dreams we shared and the dreams we have. Then for a while, for about a week, we played a silly adult game of hide and seek. But now I gotta have that girl to hold me tight forever. Baby, I think of her when she's not around. I think of her when she's in the underground. I think of her. And when she's not in town, I think of her. I think of her.
You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio on unceded Kazia territory of the Gidimden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Just like to give a shout out to Mountain Eagle Books. They help support this station, and we thank you very much, Mountain Eagle Books, for doing that, and Janet. Check them out at 3775 3rd Avenue, and grab a beverage or snack while you're at it, because they're not your average bookstore, they're also a cafe. Super cool. So, Teresa, the last song we played was I Think of Her, which was one of my Canadian picks, The Forgotten Rebels. And the previous song to that was Breed by Nirvana, which Teresa's going to talk about in a minute. And, of course, the first song on the set was I Want to Be Sedated by Ramones. So, Teresa, Breed, why?
Well, I just love that song by Nirvana so much. And somebody played it when I was at guitar camp a couple of weeks ago, and I was reminded of how much I love Nirvana and how I would definitely be in a Nirvana cover band, and I've dreamed of doing that before.
I'm getting the sense that you'd love to be in a cover band of any kind. If you have a cover band and you guys need a guitarist and a vocalist, hit Teresa up, man. I think she's prime for it.
Yeah, totally. Well, but I'd play the bass on that one.
Awesome. Well, next we have another song, another pick from you, Teresa, Human Fly by The Cramps from their album Off the Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a human fly, Teresa? What's going on here?
No, I would hate to be a human fly. That would be a very scary thing to do. But The Cramps, I just can't have a playlist without The Cramps being on there. And I love singing this song. It's pretty funny. And I love their guitar riffs.
Good enough a reason as any. Here you go, guys. Human Fly, The Cramps. We'll be right back.
why. I got 96 tears and 96 eyes. I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push that pesticide. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Right. I'm a demon fly, I spell it fiddle why, I say buzz, and it's just because I'm a unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say, rock tonight, and I say, rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why. Don't know why.
Bomb. Well, can't you understand that, man? But I'm just for me. Stuck around.
Well, I hope you didn't adjust your radio for that one. But that was something special there, Teresa. Very repetitive at the beginning and super scary at the end with the whole radio kind of situation. So that was Who Was in Your Room Last Night by Butthole Surfers, and before that was I Don't Give a Shit by DOA, and before that was Human Fly, The Cramps. Now, Teresa, who was in your room last night?
It wasn't the Butthole Surfers, but... Oh, I just really wish I could play all the parts in that song. It's so cool. I even bought a distortion pedal for my voice because I want to be able to do that, but I haven't figured out how to get past the feedback yet. But, oh, yeah, the beat in that song is just so good.
All right, well, just wanted to talk a little bit about this episode because it's not our usual ska, skunky, upbeat stuff, but I do have to pander to that peripheral piece of people who prefer more powerful piece, right? So whoever's out there with the punk love, hope you enjoy this episode. The next song up is Give Up by the Pack AD, and that's Teresa's last pick. So Teresa, why did you give up?
Well, I haven't given up. Well... Have I given up? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like giving up. This song gives me so much hope to not give up, though, even though it says give up. It doesn't... I don't think they really mean that. I think they're like, this great, amazing band from Vancouver, and they're, like, just this rocking duo that just inspires me so much, and they inspire me to not give up.
So here you are, the Pack AD with their song, Give Up.
To one big heap, the hand to rescue.
Well, yeah, that song makes me not want to give up either. That's kind of not upbeat, but interesting message. I like that.
Cool.
So, Teresa, tell us what we've got up next.
Ooh, goody. We're going to play my song Trail of Glitter, which is my first self-produced full band production that I released in May this year. And Colin Maskell helped. He did the recordings of the bass and the drums. And then I learned how to mix. I got a grant from BV Arts Council and the BV Community Arts Council. Thank you so much. And they paid for some training so I could take some production courses. And I've been working on that full time. And Trail of Glitter is for anybody who's kind of had that drive to take care of somebody else. It doesn't matter who or what it is, but just that powerful urge to take care, to be a caregiver. And it's for my children. I dedicate it to them.
Okay. I guess we should just play this song. Trail of Glitter by Teresa Michelle Moore. Or I guess you going by Teresa Michelle for your artist name?
Yes, I dropped my last name because I hate the patriarchy, but I do love my dad.
I also love my dad. I hope he's listening. Trail of Glitter by Teresa Michelle.
Oh,
and I got nervous and forgot to actually turn the mic on. Oops. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, on unceded Kasia territory of the Gidimden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. And we just listened to, other than that brief moment of silence, Trail of Glitter from Teresa Michelle. And I have Teresa Michelle right here in the studio right now, and she's going to talk a little bit about her song again.
Cool. It's been so great to be on your show. Thank you for having me, Dana.
Thank you so, much for being on the show, Teresa. It's been so fun.
Yay. Yes, we've been planning it for months. Yes, I also, I was thinking about something that I was going to say. Oh, that was drumming on the songs. Justin Gendro and Melissa Walker played the bass. And I got a lot of my songwriting ideas from Guitar Camp a few years ago for that one.
Yeah, that was really fun, that guitar camp. There's a, we should really explain this. There's a guitar camp that happens at Camp Caledonia every summer, and it's put on by the Bulkley Valley Folk Music Society, and it's really cool. People come from all over, and there's different kind of instructors. There's like a blues instructor and somebody who's just for beginners, and what else, Teresa? There's like a riff kind of thing.
Yeah, there's songwriting and yeah.
Anyway, it's a really cool, fun little thing to do if you ever have a week that you can take off of vacation and a little bit of money to burn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, how it was a great year a couple years ago when we first had it back from being off from COVID. And everybody came, and it was like this big reunion, and it was really cool. So, yeah, guitar camp, try it out. So I guess that brings us to the end of the show. I think I went over, actually. Oopsie. Thanks for checking the scenes, smithereens and unseens, taking a break from your screens to chill, hang, and just be with me and Teresa. While we crank out the tunes for all you boons, what gifts you are. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM. I am Dana. Teresa joined us today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
And this has been Skeena Skunk.
Yeah.